Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He wore number 36.
I stayed there all 12 of my years. I appreciated that. And it was just a childhood dream.
He was first team on the 90s All-Decade team.
And the little handoff to the upback. Leroy Butler's got a long way to go to the 40. Leroy Butler to the 50.
He is one of four players in NFL history with 38 interceptions and 20 sacks.
Bledsoe back to throw it. Down he goes from behind. Off the corner, Leroy Butler.
Future Hall of Famer Leroy Butler leaps onto Chuck and Winkler now.
Brought to you by Milwaukee's preferred personal injury law firm of Carson Blau and Clemens. Get the injury settlement that you deserve. Call 414-342-1000.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, the birthday boy, here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We are joined by Leroy Butler, who we were at a work event on Friday, bowling, and the bowling alley was showing the NFL Network, and they were showing the Packers NFC Championship game when they won in San Francisco, and Leroy Butler on the sidelines wreaking havoc. I enjoyed watching that one again. I don't think I'm going to be watching this one again anytime soon as the Green Bay Packers fall to the Niners 37-20, of course. Niners headed to the Super Bowl. Packers are not. Leroy, thanks for a couple minutes, my man. How you doing?
Hey, Leroy.
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Leroy, why couldn't they stop the run yesterday?
You know, that's the question. The two things should happen. On defense, to know that a team that had an inexperienced quarterback in those type of a games, they weren't going to put the weight of the shoulders of them going to the Super Bowl on Garoppolo. I'm gonna give you an example. When they ran a draw play on 3rd and 8, and he scored. I said to myself, well, this ain't about Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, making great throws. No, it's about we're going to be conservative. We're going to run the football and play good defense. That's it. That's how you beat Green Bay. Everybody bought in. Jimmy Garoppolo, you may not even throw it. Hey, George Kittle, take a day off. We don't need you. I mean, no. So if you know that, now you go like to the reciprocal, you flip it around. Say, okay, now, Pettit, if you know that, give me your best run defenses. I'm assuming if I'm Matt LaFleur and I'm sitting there in this meeting and boardroom and all the assistants are in front of me, and he would say, okay, listen, here are my top 8 defenses other than playing goal line and short yardage. Just our best defense to stop the run. Coach, I'm going to tell you something. I'll be honest with you. San Francisco weren't disguising anything. They're telling you we're going to run and guess what? We're going to run the same play. They were in all of the fronts up front with your defensive linemen that you had to stop the run. They were in 8-man fronts. They was in these slant defenses. Then they just come down to personnel. They're just better. And sometimes it happens like that. I mean, you know, one guy is better than the other guy. That happens every day in the NFL. Now, what happens is you can use the scheme to help out guys who are not that elite level. You can use your scheme for that, put guys in the gaps and make the offense run on the outside. They did that. But then what was so frustrating about it, if I had a question, they were running on the perimeter. Well, that's where 55 is. That's where 91 is. That's where 51 is. I mean, that's where all your good players are. I mean, how do you explain that? Because Ladarius Smith lost contain six or seven times, and it's frustrating. Like, don't guess. Just make sure the guy turns inside of you. Don't go out and trying to be a hero. Just make sure the ball turns inside of you where all of your brothers are. And that was very frustrating.
You know, Leroy, I don't know if you've ever been in a game like that where you know what the other team was going to do, and they did it over and over and over and over. I got to think, if you're playing defense and you know they're going to run and they keep running it down you, that at some point it's just like, well, what am I supposed to do? You just throw your hands up in the air. The Niners are advancing to the Super Bowl in a game where their quarterback threw eight times. I think at some point these defenders had to be like, we can't stop them. I don't know what to do.
But that was, it was a backup. You remember the Coleman, he got hurt. A guy walking around in a shoulder harness. He was hurt. You know, you got the backup. You know, so him and Breida, they took it in. The guy had 220 yards and four touchdowns. Now, that shows the physicality of what happened. But you don't need a defense that's overly physical. You need a defense that's smart. Because you have to say to yourself, I will basically go over to Brett or to Antonio and say, listen, this ain't one of these days that we're the number one defense. I need you guys to do a little bit more because we just don't have an answer. You just have man-to-man conversations like that. But then you get to halftime, and that's always the saving grace because you're sitting there and it's like, this is a physical game. This is not out-scheming. They didn't get out-coached. No. Absolutely not. They told you what they were doing. It's as if they went over to the Packers sideline and said, listen, we're going to run this counter play, this dive play, this misdirection play. These are our top three runs. Now, I'm not going to tell you when we're going to do it, but we're going to run these three runs. And I'm not going to tell you the formation. But I'm letting you know that we're going to run this ball. Oh, by the way, we're going to do it with a backup running back. And you cannot stop it. And that was frustrating.
Leroy, when they can't stop the run, and offensively, they can't stop the Niner pass rush. Finally, I thought the Packers did something in the second half to, you know, counter that. First half adjustments, can you do anything in the first half? Can you make first? Do you have to wait the halftime to make those kind of adjustments? Because that's what it seemed like they did.
No. Every time you sit on the bench with your coach, you're making an adjustment. When they sit down, and he's telling you, because they got the best view now. These coaches are up in the box. They got everything flying around. I mean, they got everything going on. They got people. They got every angle that you want. And they'll show you on a picture, listen, you're losing contain. I need you to get, like, two more feet to your left on this formation. Just do that, and the play will break down, and we can make a few plays. Okay, great. You go back out there, and the same thing happens. Now, the coaches are frustrated because they put together a game plan that they put together maybe 18 hours a day, say, this is the best game plan. As players, you're thinking, give me the information, and now my athletic ability can get to the next level. And it just seemed like that didn't happen. See, I was wrong in this prediction because I'm thinking that Aaron Rodgers will overcome every time they counter, he would counter and get his team in position to win. You know, you get unprecedented turnovers. I mean, just fumble the ball between the center snap exchange. You're just giving them what you need. And then J.K. Scott, I didn't know if he was going to play because he just shanks a punt. They get the ball back. And here's the thing. San Francisco is like scratching their head like, wait a minute. Because remember their coach said, listen, I don't like to say the word, but he said, you're the S word if you think the Packers are going to play this bad. he is shocked that he's getting so many opportunities. He really is. I mean, if you look at their sideline, they're like, wait a minute. I mean, where's the counterpunch? We're waiting on it, and it never came because you can't turn over the ball and not play well. I mean, it just can't happen. So San Francisco said, you know what we're going to do? We're number one against the pass. We're going to shut down Aaron Jones, and we're going to put it all the weight of this everything they want to do. We're going to put it all on Aaron Rodgers, and he can't beat us.
There's a tweet.
And that's exactly happened.
There's a tweet from Wager Street. Leroy Butler joining us here on the Fan, Chuck and Winkler. Aaron Rodgers, 8 playoff losses. The defense gave up 45. The defense gave up 37. The defense gave up 45. Then the next 3 games, he led a game-tying drive, never got the ball again. Then the defense gave up 44. And then last night, the defense gave up 37. So Aaron Rodgers has been in some of these games where he hasn't gotten the support that maybe you would like, but also Aaron Rodgers is going to be a topic of conversation throughout the day, throughout the week. The thing that bothered me with him is, and I'm not trying to be a body language guy, but he either looked tired or old, or there was just something to me that was off about Aaron yesterday. What did you see out of Rodgers yesterday, Leroy?
Well, you like to see the aggressiveness of the game plan, and then you react off of that. It was a lot going on. Well, let's start with Jimmy Garoppolo first because I think two things are the same. If you think about it, Jimmy Garoppolo looks over there. He sees, and I talked about this. You see Jerry Rice, and, you know, Steve Young and all these guys. That's a lot on him. We never got a chance to see that. I thought Jimmy Garoppolo would see all of this stuff, and he would just throw you a couple picks. I thought he would play like Aaron Rodgers. I really did. I thought he would play like Aaron Rodgers, but that's not their offense. But for Aaron Rodgers, the one thing, regardless of whose offense, if it's McCarthy, if it's LaFleur, it doesn't matter. I'm just talking about the player. There's a few things you could hang your hat on. Accuracy, he was at one point. He was like 7 for 7, but only like 30, 40 yards. He never throws interceptions. It just doesn't happen. And those turnovers, or something else we would say, going into the game, Aaron, don't hold on to the ball. If the first read is not there, scramble or dump it off and keep it moving. Don't look to 1-2-3 back to 3, or 1-2-3 back to 1. Don't even do that with this defense. This defense likes to take away your first read. So if it's not there, go to your second read. If not, scramble and get out of there because you're going to fumble the ball. They had a clear path to him a couple of times, and it was just like to Russell Wilson when Jair Alexander sacked him. People say he didn't see the guy running right at him. It's hard to look down the field and look at a guy running at you at the same time with your peripheral. But that's the reason why you play. Everybody in the team play quarterbacks $30, $40 million because we think you're the one guy that could do it. And the turnovers are just you can't turn the ball over in championship games. You just can't. I mean, it's just either one or two things has to happen. First of all, you can't panic because no one expected this team to be in the playoffs. Now, everybody who's listening to me are going to roll their eyes like, yeah, come on, man. Okay, we didn't expect it, but you're in the championship game. Stop it. That's just an excuse. I mean, if you're in that game, we expect you to win. I get that, and I'll give you space to even deliberate that and debate that with your friends. But the reality is, this in his first year, LaFleur is probably going to meet with the guys one-on-one at an exit meeting, and he has to think to himself, the NFL has changed so much so that he's 40 years old. He has to get on top of what's going on now, because that's the reason why McCarthy lost his job, because everybody listening to me said it was stale. Okay, he has to find a way, one or two things. Either I'm going to continue calling the plays, or I'm going to get an offense that's tailored around Aaron Rodgers, because you can't give a guy 22% of the salary cap or whatever, and it doesn't, like, the eye test doesn't look like that. You want Aaron Rodgers to look like Patrick Mahomes. Every time Mahomes dropped back, you think something good is about to happen. And either it's just offense or it's Aaron Rodgers that didn't work in elite games. And that's something for LaFleur to figure out. Because if it's Aaron Rodgers, okay, great. I'm going to spend a lot of money getting all kind of speed around him like in Kansas City. They went up and said, we got a quarterback with a big arm, draft every kid that can run a 4.2 or a 4.3 or 4, and just put him around him. And we get Eric Bieniemy, who's a smart guy, and we'll let him just go. You got to figure that out with Gutekunst. Okay, do I change the talent? Or do we start to just say, listen, we need our heir apparent at quarterback to be drafted and grooming for the next 2 or 3 years, so when Aaron Rodgers leaves, we don't turn into the Packers of the 80s.
Well, that's what we'll be talking about for an extensive amount of time here, a little sooner than we want to, obviously. No Super Bowl berth, but we'll be talking about it here on The Fan on this program. Leroy, who you can catch on the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 each and every day. Leroy, thanks for joining us throughout the year. Good luck in a couple of weekends. Hopefully you get that knock on the door from Big David Baker, and we'll talk to you around that time.
Thanks, Leroy.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Take care.
Leroy Butler joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Aaron Rodgers afterwards.
I think Matt deserved a lot of credit for the way that we performed week in and week out. I mean, he would set the vision every week. Very simple messaging, you know, with his leadership and empowering guys the way that he did, and with Brian adding pieces as he did this offseason and will continue to do. I said it last week, the window is open for us, and that's the exciting thing. It doesn't make this feeling any easier, but that is very exciting moving forward.
Is that true for you? Do you feel the window is open, or did the Packers miss an opportunity and this could be the last time that Aaron Rodgers gets this far in a Packers uniform? 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're in the live Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, and we're served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.